The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer, which I love the reason why. I'm glad they changed that name because that's what we do, guys. We're bringing answers. So every week we do a different topic. Sometimes I'm on vacation, so we'll repeat a show. But as you know, you just go to generations808.com, and I know a lot of you guys are doing that. Going on either our YouTube channel, just subscribe to Generations Magazine, or go to our website and you can click on the past shows. You know, this is only, what, July now. I know in a couple of months, Medicare enrollment period is going to start. So if you're going to be 65 or like 3 to 6 months away, you really need to pay attention. If you have family, friends, relatives that are going to be 65, if you're, what, 3 months before you turn 65, you get something in the mail. And then you have that 3 months. Then you have the month of your birthday. Then you have another month, 2 months, 3 months after that.
Three months, okay. Yeah, so definitely.
We got to hear an expert. I'm not an expert. I do know a lot about aging, but that's how I've learned over the 15, 16 years I've been doing this, is that we bring in experts in the field. And so you guys have seen their name all around, if not in Hawaii, in the nation, Humana, one of the Medicare, premier Medicare companies. And so we have Jose Cabrera in the studio today. So welcome, Jose.
Hey, thanks, Percy. Appreciate you having us.
So are you related to Miguel Cabrera? People know I'm a baseball softball guy. Not really.
So no. I'm a Yankees fan, but I do appreciate Miguel Cabrera. He raises a lot of the status of our last name, definitely.
Well, I have a good friend of mine, Jim Cabrera, who I play softball with. Retired military, by the way. I think he's a retired lieutenant colonel locally. Nice. But he's like my age, 50s, maybe mid late 50s. But anyway, welcome to the show. Well, actually, welcome to Hawaii, Jose.
Thank you. I've been here for now, what, 7 months? Yeah. 7 months. Excited to be here. It's a different change. Came from the East Coast, so the temperature is definitely a lot different.
Well, you grew up where I grew up. I lived for 3 years in the early 70s in Falls Church.
Yeah.
Near Fairfax, right?
Fairfax, Virginia. You know, it's a beautiful place, but when it gets to 14 degrees during the wintertime, ooh, please get me out of there.
So, did you go to school there? Did you grow up in Fairfax?
So my dad was in the Army. He retired in the state of Virginia. And so after traveling all around the place, I've got an opportunity to live in Washington. I actually was born and raised in Germany for most part of my life.
I was born in Germany.
Oh, where about?
Nuremberg, Frankfurt?
Nuremberg. So I was born in Würzburg, Germany.
Oh, wow.
Spent 9 years as a kid in Germany, 2 years in England, then a little bit here and there around the U.S. Ended up in Virginia, graduated high school there.
What high school did you graduate, can I ask?
Woodside High School in Newport News, Virginia.
So back in the day, maybe you're about that age. You know, there's a movie that came out, what, 15 years ago, Return of the Titans?
Yeah, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, yep. That's in the area. Isn't it kind of in the area?
That's in Virginia. I don't think, you know, and Denzel did such a great job in that movie, but unfortunately he wasn't my high school coach.
Well, the reason why I say that, for guys that are football, UH football fans, when we lost to a team that I think it was a D2 school, the University of Hawaii football team.
Right.
And the newspaper was talking about how, you know, we should be able to win the game, and these guys are not as big as Hawaii's football team. And that's when that Remember the Titans
mm-hmm.
came out. And I went to go watch the movie. It was like, I think it was on like a Thursday night.
Right.
And guess what? The football team they were playing, they were all there watching the movie. And all riled up. They were going, yeah, we're going to kick their butt. And they beat Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
We should have never lost them. And it was all because of that movie. And I saw some of the names like Springfield.
Right.
All those areas. Like, hey, I asked my sister, hey, when we were living in D.C., is that the same school? She goes, yeah, don't you remember? We were like the only Asians in the whole school. So it's a true story.
So here's my claim to fame. Right, so you've heard of Michael Vick before?
Oh yeah,
great NFL quarterback. Oh yeah, so he went to Warwick High School in Newport News, Virginia, and I went to Woodside High School. And his last high school game was against my high school I'm not going to tell you the score or how bad they beat us, but my last game, Michael Vick's last high school game was against my high school. So that's my claim to fame.
Wow,
right there.
He's from the area. That's right. He moved back and then got in trouble with the dogs and everything.
So,
guys, if you listen to Jose and I banter, it's just we go back from the same area, but we are going to talk about Medicare, right, Jose?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a great topic, especially nowadays.
You move your family here. Hopefully, you're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, Humana saw an opportunity for me to move out here and help continue to grow our Medicare business. And it's an exciting time for us here in Hawaii. I mean, we've hit some new membership thresholds that has just got everybody excited. And the commitment we're making to the community is pretty cool nowadays. Yeah.
Well, you guys have been really good in the community, but you know, for a lot of people that maybe, you know, I'm 59 and I was playing tennis recently with a bunch of guys. I just started playing tennis again. I golf with a bunch of guys and there's a bunch of guys I play softball with. And after a while, everything talks about, oh, how's your health? Or,
right.
You know, I just got this thing in a Medicare thing. And, I got to sign up for Medicare. I was talking to somebody the other day. They turned 65 in April.
Right.
And didn't realize they have to apply for, and this is like July. I said, you have to apply for Medicare. Really?
Yeah, you got to contact Social Security, let them know that you know what you're going to be choosing, if you're going to choose to take your Medicare Part B when you turn 65 or not. Because sometimes when people are – so there's so many rules around Medicare and so many options. And sometimes some people say, well, I'm going to continue to work. I'm not going to retire. So I don't want to take Part B right now because my company doesn't require it for me to continue to have health insurance with them. So thank you, but no thank you, Medicare. I'll let you know when I'm ready to take Part B. But for most people, you got to contact Social Security.
Why don't they contact you directly? They send it because they know when you're going to turn 65.
They know, but
they send you automatically?
Sometimes they send you literature, but you know, what I've learned is that not everybody opens their mail. Especially stuff that looks like junk mail. And as you turn 65, everybody's sending you something, and it all looks official, non-official, and so it gets confusing. And so next thing you know, you've missed something from Medicare. So the best practice is actually to reach out and say, "Hey, Social Security, I'm going to be taking Part B. I just want to make sure everything's good to go." And what you're going to do is you'll receive your Medicare Part A and B card, and then. Man, everybody else is going to be sending you some type of advertisement or literature. Sign up for this. You have to take that. And it can be very confusing, which is why we're here. We have a team, both of internal and external agents, that we partner with to help bring education to our members, those who have to make a decision. Because what we find when we make in-home appointments is we get to the house and, you know, people are a little – they're overwhelmed because there's so many choices
Have. Overwhelmed. It's overwhelmed. Amazing. And how many plans in the state of Hawaii are there? Like 26, 28 around there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. You know. But can you give us a little bit of overview? So a lot of times, like I said, people are turning 65. They don't really realize what they got to do. Then they get all, like I said, I know they get a lot of stuff in the mail. So give us a quick kind of a overview on different plan options.
Yeah. So I think just Medicare in general there's two different types of people who qualify for Medicare. If you've been on disability for 24 months, two different types of situations that people find themselves in where they can qualify for Medicare.
Okay.
So if you're on disability for 24 months, you actually qualify for Medicare. So
disability.
Yep. Which I've found
Without regard to age?
Without regard to age, you can be 25 years old. If you've qualified for disability for 24 months, on the 25th month, you're now eligible for Medicare.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why I said there's really two different types of situations where you qualify. Now, if you're – and then the other one is when you turn 65. So there's a seventh-month window, 3 months before you turn 65, your 65th birthday month. And then 3 months afterwards.
That was the 7 months I was trying to get at early part. Okay.
So it's a 7 month period. Now, if you signed up, let's say 3 months before your 65th birthday, and your birthday, let's use this year as an example. Say you age in, your birthday is October 15th of this year. And on October 15th, you're going to be 65. You could actually sign up in August or September. Right, because that's 1 month or 2 months before you turn
65. You can sign up before, but it doesn't start until then, right?
Correct.
It doesn't start to January.
Nope, it actually – so because you're aging in, it actually starts the first day of your birth month if you sign up before.
Oh.
So in that scenario, let's say you signed up September 15th. your coverage would be effective October 1 because that's your birth month of when you turn 65. Yeah. What you're referring to is when somebody decides during the annual election period to make a change from October 15th to December 7th, then that change becomes effective the first of the next year.
So confusing, Jose.
I know, so many choices, but you know that's why we're here. That's why we're having this conversation.
Know, I've done 6 or 7 different Medicare shows, and just about every show I learn something new.
Yeah,
that's amazing, and that's why we do this that's why we do the workshops because it's really important. You know, I've seen so many friends of mine that are older than me, turning 65. Goes, I got this. I'm still working. I'm going to take it over. But they don't. But even if you're working, you have to still sign up for B.
Right. So some companies still make you sign up for B because there's some savings for them within their own health insurance plan. So you don't have to. So one of the things that's built into Medicare, there's penalties if you don't sign up in time.
Got it.
Right. And so if you have no coverage and you turn 65 and you're eligible for Part B and you don't take it, then there could be penalties later on when you do sign up for the plan.
Okay, what about A? Do you have to sign up for A, or is it automatic?
A's automatically. So A is automatic as long as you have enough qualifying quarters of work during your lifetime. Okay. If you don't, then you might. There are a few individuals out there who, because they haven't logged enough qualifying quarters, that they do have to pay for Part A.
Yeah, and it's amazing. So you said what qualifying quarters is what, 10 quarters? Is it seem like Social Security? I can't remember what that was, but I know it was a certain amount. So when I see people that, you know, I got two people that I know that started caring for their parents in their 40s.
Right.
And I said, you got to be very careful, you know. Oh, don't worry. My brother and sister are going to pay me to take care of mom because, you know, they can't take off work. So they'll pay me, and so I'll get cash every month. I said, great, but if it's cash, you're not collecting. You're not going to be. That's not going to calculate toward your Social Security when you retire.
Right, and it's heartbreaking because we get to sit across the table from people who are signing up for Medicare, or when they go to Social Security. I've heard so many stories about people going to Social Security office thinking they're going to get a Social Security check X amount, and because they haven't been logging their wages over the years, then the benefits that's out there they were entitled to, they actually don't get. So
yeah.
it can be very. It can be very, you know, I guess sad to hear about those stories. Yeah,
that's one of the things we try to do. We have Jane Briggs today from the Social Security Administration here in Hawaii locally that writes for the magazine every issue. And so I always give Jane a call, say, hey, what's up? Can you help us out with this? But so many people are turning 65, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 11,000 people a day. You know, the baby boomers, they're aging in and every day, more and more of them are choosing a Medicare, actually.
11,000 a day?
11,000 a day.
It went up then.
Yeah, it used to be 10,000.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even hit the top of the bell curve yet. So it's going to continue to increase because we haven't even hit the point of when the most amount of baby boomers are aging into Medicare.
So 11,000 a day, there's 30 days, so 333,000 a month.
A lot.
Okay. I was on a radio show this morning. Every Friday morning between 6:35 and 7 o'clock, I call into the radio station and do a live interview with Mike Buck. Mike Buck is the radio man here in the state of Hawaii on the weekday drive time talk radio. And I had said $10 million a month. I was mistaken, guys. I think it's $10 million a year.
$10 million, yeah. Right,
I think it's
$10
million a year to turn 65. But isn't that a crazy number? I don't know exactly the number in Hawaii.
So I know the U.S. Census Bureau predicts that about 72.7 million seniors age 65 and up will equal about 20% of the population by 2030.
Yeah.
That's a huge number. And with that, there's a lot of people who need help. And I think that that's one of the things we pride ourselves here at Humana is being able to give guidance when people need it most. It's that overwhelming time when you have so many options. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the saddest things for us is when we go to somebody's house and, you know, usually within a relationship, there's somebody who's making the decisions and then the other person kind of is taken care of by the other one, right?
Right.
So my wife makes most of the decisions in our household, and that's cool because that works for us. But what we find is we'll go to somebody's house and the one who is really in charge of making all the decisions is no longer there, right? Because they've now passed away. And so we get an opportunity to sit down for somebody who's very scared and frustrated because now for the first time in their life, they have to make these decisions for themselves. And the loved one that they leaned on in the past is no longer able there to assist. And, you know, most of our appointments when we go out and meet with somebody, we sit down for about 2 hours to 3 hours and just take the time and make sure that they're comfortable and they understand their different options.
Boy, you must have been a great salesman. I know you used to be sell Medicare for Humana, right?
Oh, I loved it. Actually, Percy, really cool story. So I was in the Army. I was in the Army for about 11 years.
Wow, a couple different
jobs. I was a military police officer. I worked in MI, and then I eventually got my commission, became an infantry officer. And actually, one of the ways we got here to Hawaii was, so when I was in the Army, I have a daughter. She was about 4 years old, getting ready to start preschool, or getting ready to start kindergarten. And I told my wife, I said, "Hey, so are we gonna have more kids?" And she was like, "Not while you're in the Army." And so I was like, "Okay, so let's try this thing called the civilian world." And I'll go back to school, and when I get done with school, we'll either decide whether we want to go back into the service or actually just continue on as a civilian. And when I left the service, I came across Humana. And one of the things that I noticed about Humana and doing my research before actually trying to engage with them was that they had this value system that was very similar to the value system I had in the military. And so when I sat down with Humana's leadership, it just really impressed me, and I was like, this is something I want to be a part of. And you probably hear the passion in my voice is because I love what I do. Been here for over 9 years. I'm now getting the opportunity to bring that same Humana love to Hawaii is just, I mean, it's exciting to me, definitely. Yeah.
It's the best field to work in. I was talking to somebody yesterday about, you know, they were thinking about two different jobs, one in the both are aging, but one you're dealing with people, one you're not dealing with people. As I said, if you're really a people person, one thing I love about this industry is that when you go home at night, you're happy, you're satisfied. You know, you've helped somebody in this world, let alone this community here, and they appreciate it. The Hawaii people, they have so much connections. You'll see later on, you'll find out, hey, like today, we lived in the same area,
right?
Even though 20 years apart, but now you're in Humana and you're with Medicare, you're here in Hawaii. The community is such a great community to work for. So it's really, I'm glad that you're here. I unfortunately, you can't get the Miguel Cabrera signature from me, but that's okay. That's okay. But so can you break it down? We're here with Jose Cabrera from Humana. Can you just real break it down for people that are going to be 65, just a simple, basic process they should have in their mind before AEP, which is October 15th, right?
So AEP begins October 15th. Pre-AEP actually begins October 1st. And that's when...
What does that mean?
So pre-AEP is when all the companies out there are going to let you know what their rates are for 2020.
Okay.
And so during pre-AEP, it's a period in which if you're looking for a different Medicare plan, you get an opportunity to kind of shop around without anybody being able to sign you up or sell you.
Or you can't sign up.
Right, you can't sign up during pre-AEP.
And they're very strict about this Medicare rule, which I actually like.
Right, right. And it's all about making things safe for the Medicare eligible. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable so that way they can kind of, you know, sort through the different information and make the choice that's most appropriate for themselves. Mm-hmm. So Medicare will actually kick out a Medicare and You handbook. They do it every year. It usually tends to come out the last week of September.
They mail it to everybody?
They mail it to every Medicare eligible. And
that's
if you're
a big book.
I've seen it.
It's like, what, 250, 300 pages?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
And you can find it online, too. If you were to Google Medicare.gov handbook, it'd come right up. What's cool about that book is if you look in the back, you'll be able to kind of compare the different options that you have available.
But will it have rates in there?
It does have rates for 2020. Yep.
In
that book, when they push it out, it has the plan rates for the next year. So when it comes out the last week of September, it'll have plan rates for 2020.
For Hawaii rates?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, sure does. It's customized to the state that you're in. So if you're here on the islands, you'll definitely get one that shows only the companies that are available and the plans that are available to you. And one of the cool things we always say is there's a satisfaction rating that's listed on there as well. It lets you know how satisfied the members on those specific plans are with that plan. So that's really important when you're trying to decide which plan is most appropriate for you.
Yeah, but that's, you know, everybody's different. Everybody got different health issues, right?
Oh, yeah. And so you really want to know, there's so many different plan options out there. You want to know, you know, some of the general things is, you know, how much do you have to spend on your health care? How many appointments are you undergoing? So if you're seeing a specialist a lot, you may want a plan that the specialist copayment's a lot less. If you're and sometimes the premium might be a little bit higher, but if you do the math, what you'll find out that might be the most appropriate plan for you.
Yeah, that's what people always try to go with the lowest rate, right?
See, the lowest rate is always not the best one. So you might find a plan out there that has a premium of $0, but the copayments might be a lot higher. And that, what we're talking about right now is specifically usually in a Medicare Advantage plan. You also have another option. So I think if I take a step back, mm-hmm. I think this will make a little bit clearer. So when somebody's deciding on what to do, let's take somebody who's aging in.
For the first time.
For the first time.
That must be daunting, though. I mean, I'm only 59, but I was talking to my wife recently about, you know, we have relatives and people that are going to be 65, and they're telling us, I wouldn't say a horror story, but
right. It
was, you know, it was kind of complicated. Thought they knew it, and they finally got into talking to agents. You know, it was kind of complicated for me. That is totally different than a regular HMRC or a Kaiser plan, right?
Yeah, it is different. And I think a lot of it is because the primary way, what I found in my experience, is that people get word of mouth, right? So they get this
especially
from
Hawaii.
That's
one thing I tell people is not good.
Right.
You know, just because you have the same yard man doesn't mean you're going to have the same car guy. You're going to have the same Medicare plan.
Right.
I go to McDonald's every once in a while with clients. You know, and you'll see him, oh, yeah, you know, this plan is really good. In fact, I was at the Hawaii golf course, and if you go in the afternoon on a weekday, you see about 20 guys eating lunch after golf at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And he goes, yeah, you know, I just this Medicare plan is really good. You should all use it. It's like, hey, I was ready to tell him, not everybody needs the same plan you have.
Right. Different plans have dental, vision, and so you really want to take a stock of currently, like, what is your current health picture? But if I take a step back and I say, don't get advice from friends and family. Maybe it's good to get input once you have a good base understanding, but always seek to get information from a licensed agent.
Yes.
There's a reason why those who are in the Medicare arena have to be licensed.
And it's pretty strict.
It is very strict.
And they have to be trained very well.
And so to work in the Medicare space, you actually have to have an extra level of certification in the Medicare space, showing that you have a good grasp and understanding. And then typically the various health insurance companies then kind of have to put you through their own training to make sure that you have a good grasp and understanding of their specific plans. Because what we want to do is we want to make sure that when a member makes a choice, it's the right one for them. And so that's part of my role, too, is I get to train those out there in the ways of Humana and the benefits of those for our members. But when somebody let's take aging in, it's understanding all the options before you even decide to make a decision. And I always say that you should understand that there's, like, pretty much four parts to Medicare. There's original Medicare. We talked earlier about Part A and Part B. Part A covers hospital services. Part B covers physician services. Then there's the opportunity to sign up for a prescription drug plan, right? The government requires that you have to have credible drug coverage. Otherwise, when you sign up later on, there might be a penalty, and that's a lifetime penalty as well.
That's the Medicare Part D.
Right. Medicare Part D, which is a credible prescription drugs. And you can get that from many different places. So there's a lot of – it can either be a Medicare Advantage plan. It can be through your work might have credible coverage. If you are military and you use the VA, that's credible coverage as well. So that's Part A, Part B, Part D, which is prescription drugs. And then you can also sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, which is Part C. One of the things about Medicare Advantage plans, a lot of times, if you're familiar with Medicare, you'll know that they don't offer dental, they don't offer vision,
right.
Gym memberships.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they didn't dental and vision. And
dental vision is not included in an original Medicare. Now, it is if you have to see an eye specialist because there's a condition of the eye.
Glaucoma or something like that.
Right, exactly. Right. But just to get an eye exam, a pair of glasses, Medicare doesn't cover that. So a lot
of Advantage plans do.
Yeah. Advantage plans do. And so Medicare Advantage plans offer an array of different benefits. And it can be an HMO plan or a PPO plan. So that's another option that you have. So now we've talked about A, B, that comes, and then prescription drug plans, and then signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan. Another option that you have is a Medicare supplement. What a supplement is, it pays some of them either pay some or all of whatever original Medicare doesn't pay.
So the 80-20, they cover the 20.
Right. So they may cover either 100% of the 20. Oh. It can cover 50% of the 20. So it just depends.
I thought they all covered 100%. They
no,
don't?
No.
Oh, see, I learned something new.
Yeah. So there's actually different letters. It goes A to F. And depending on which one you choose, it covers either part or all of whatever original Medicare.
Yeah, see? Sonny, I learned something new every time. Anyway, we're here with Jose Cabrera, and actually Sonny's in the background here, from Humana. Jose is a veteran, which is like myself, an Army brat.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Army brat and a veteran.
Yep.
In the second half, can we talk more about VA as well?
Yeah, definitely.
I know it's something that we really haven't discussed more, and I support VA, and I'll tell you a story with my dad about later on as a veteran. But anyway, we're here with Jose Cabrera from Humana. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back in about 5 minutes. So stick around. Right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani DeMonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. 4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. As you guys have maybe hopefully have seen, our June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out, featuring Carol and Stephen Ie from City Mill, featuring their senior values and one of their employees over there. Great story, great family, great company. They give back a lot to the community. And I wanted to feature them because I love City Mill as well. I go there, and the people are really helpful. So check it out. In the beginning, I think about page 5 or 6, there's our big spread of our 13th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. We're going to get close to 3,000 people, hopefully not too much more because it's really, really crowded. But the big spread's in there. If not, go to generations808.com, and you can see the spread of the Aging in Place workshop there. We're going to get close to 70 exhibitors there. It's all day long. Come early, stay late, bring a friend, because you can't see 6 workshops at one time. That's where we have 6 workshops at one time. So every hour we switch out. And so we redo them 18 in the morning and then replay them in the afternoon, or actually 11:30 on, because we have to get out of there by 2:30. But it's a great time. So a lot of time people bring their families, your brother, your sister, taking notes, getting a lot of great information. All the speakers are experts in their field. So it'd be great to come on down. The afternoon is a little bit slower than the morning. It's first come, first served. There's no reservations required. It is a free event. A lot of parking in the area. So check it out there. It's our 13th annual. So if you come before, I would recommend you come every year, because every year we have a little bit different things and things have changed, including with Medicare. So It's really important for you guys to get out there and really kind of start planning for your own retirement life, or if you're dealing with your parents, because like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, there are some changes along the way. And it's really important to stay abreast of what's going on. If not, email us in the magazine. We can put you in touch with a lot of experts in the field. So we're very lucky to have at our fingertips, at our phone fingertips, our numbers for people to call. So anyway, we're here with Jose Cabrera from Humana. You're a veteran yourself, an Army brat as well. I couldn't join the Army, unfortunately. They were trying to groom me to go to West Point, or I played sports growing up.
Right.
My dad's, it was at the Pentagon. So, but then when he found out I was colorblind, he said, nope, you're out. I'm colorblind. So.
Very similar to my brother. My brother got type 1 diabetes at 12. And so one of the things he always wanted to do, and then especially when he saw me in the military, was join the military. But unfortunately, just wasn't in his cards.
Yeah.
But he definitely, as he would say, you know, lived through me in my service.
Yeah, I would have, but I probably would have gone. Like, I was really, I liked the FBI when I lived in D.C.
Right.
The FBI building. That was such a cool experience. Then I saw the drum line for the Naval Academy drum line. Wow. It's like the one in the movies. You ever saw the movie?
Yeah.
Drumline?
Oh, yeah.
Me and my son's favorite movie.
That's a good one.
Drumline movie. You know why? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
That's my favorite band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on. You gotta get with it. You know, why do you think you see all these commercials now with old songs from back in the day?
No, right. Definitely.
You don't see any with new songs. It's all old songs. They mean something. So I'm enjoying it. I'm a baby boomer. Love what you've been doing. It's just hard to imagine. I'm 59. You know that?
And yeah.
Like 5 years away from, almost 5 years away from Medicare. But anyway, so with your background, being an Army brat as well as a veteran, is it different when it comes to 65 when you're a veteran? Is there special benefits or not?
Yeah, so it's actually a really good question. And, you know, when I get an opportunity to talk to veterans, even before you turn 65, so there's a lot of confusion around what they are entitled to. And what I've found, especially with those from the Vietnam era, right? So you had a lot of people went to Vietnam, and they may have served 2 or 3 years, and then they kind of got out and went on and did other, you know, fantastic things in life. What a lot of veterans don't realize is that once you serve on active duty and you get a DD Form 214, you can actually go apply for
What is that, DD-14?
It's what they give you when you come off of active duty. It's like, hey, here's your the form that says, hey, you served on active duty, and now you're getting off
certain
of
benefits.
Active duty. Not necessarily. Well, I guess the benefit would be that you have access to the VA.
Oh, okay.
The VA. And so anybody who's served on active duty for however long they've, you know, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, they're entitled to go to the VA if they have their DD Form 214. And a lot of vets don't even realize that. I've come across many people who served and were talking in conversation, and I'll say something like, oh, you know, you can utilize the VA center, and they'll be blown away because they thought, well, no, that's for retirees. And it's actually not. Retirees can use it, yes, but it's for anybody who's served on active duty can utilize the VA.
Oh.
Yeah, and all they need to do is they can actually even apply online now at the VA's website. Or they can go to one of the VA centers and get themselves enrolled.
Really?
Which is really cool because that's more benefits than they had. Now, two is I've come across people who said, well, you know, let's leave it for the people who really need the VA. That's a common thing, right? I've done well. Let's leave the VA for those who need the VA. And what you'll find out is that the VA's funding is based upon the amount of people that use it.
Really? I never heard that.
It's based upon the amount of people that use it. So if you're out there and you're a veteran and you're not using the VA because you think, well, other people need those resources, you're actually you're not helping them. You help them if you go and use the VA because the more people who use the VA, the more funding they get.
Basically, yeah, they're not going to give you money unless you really need it, I guess. So if you don't have a lot of people sign up, no sense. Okay, next.
Right, right.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
And so the VA is something that they can utilize. Medicare or Medicare Advantage is a plan that they can have in addition to that. And they don't impact each other at all. The VA, you can get treated at the VA for, let's say you hurt your knee and it's been bothering you, can go to the VA, get treated there. And then if they need to give you prescription drugs, the VA will give you prescription drugs. Now, and there's a lot of people out there who use the VA, and they'll complain. You know, we've all heard in the news about how sometimes it can take a little bit too long to see a doctor at the VA. And this is where Medicare Advantage can kind of complement somebody who goes to the VA. If somebody signs up for a Medicare Advantage plan, now they hopefully have predictable co-payments, because if they signed up with a plan that says this is how much it is to go to emergency room or to see a physician, now they have another option. They can actually go outside of the VA and see a doctor because they just are not happy with the wait time. So let's say the VA tells you, you know, yeah, well, you can set an appointment, but it's going to be 4 months before you can see a doctor.
Maybe. I know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, like a waiting list. And I experienced this firsthand. So when I got out the Army, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get enrolled in the VA, and you know, they're like, here's your appointment six months from today, and so. So sometimes you don't want to wait that long. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, then you can use that to see a doctor who's not associated with the VA and in hopefully a sooner fashion that's more beneficial to you. And then the other cool thing about the Medicare Advantage plans that we were talking about earlier is a lot of them come included with dental, vision, gym memberships. Some of them give you over-the-counter benefit credits so that way you can purchase things like Band-Aids, sometimes even what are those heart rate monitors?
Yep.
So there's a lot of cool benefits in addition to just being seen by the doctors that are available when you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan.
Well, I always tell people Medicare doesn't want you in a hospital; they want you to stay healthy.
Right.
Right. That's why they give you a gym membership.
Right. And here at Humana, that's our vision. Our dream is to help people achieve lifelong well-being, and we do it by making it easy for them.
Yeah. That's very important. Well, I tell everybody, read the magazine, because every issue we have great stories. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. So my son's 14. And, you know, he was the last one in his class to get a cell phone. He got it when he made 14 years old. He makes 15 in September. So every once in a while, he gets out of hand. You got to control him, pull him back, say, I'm the boss. I'm the dad here.
Right.
I know what's right. So I had to take away his phone. So I said, you're not getting your phone back. And so he's do all this. And he did most of it. He didn't do everything. And I said, okay, here. I want you to read my magazine. So I went to go while swimming. I work out at Moon Physical Therapy. I swim for an hour. Well, not an hour. 15, 20 minutes. I do a lot of exercising there. And I said, read you three articles. And when you're done, when I finish coming out of the pool, I want you to tell me what the article's about.
Nice.
Get there. He didn't read any article. He looked through the magazine, all the different things that are in there.
Right.
I said, well, okay, that's good too, but I need you to read. So we're in a car. We went to go golf after that. So I read two articles. And when I came back, he goes, Dad, this magazine is really good. It's so funny. I said, this is a 14-year-old who is kind of lazy. I shouldn't say kind of lazy. A little bit lazy. I guess kind of lazy.
We were all there.
Doesn't want to work that hard.
Right.
He plays baseball. I said, you know, you're at 70%. Just imagine if you put 100% how good you could be.
Right, right. Totally.
So he read an article on organic. This issue in the June, July issue is an organic food issue. Two-page spread from our associate editor, Melissa. Thank you, Melissa, who gave me two of the best mangoes I've ever had from the Big Island.
Wow. Okay.
And then one on posturing from Moon Physical Therapy, writing about it. And he read the article. Goes, wow, this is really good information, Dad. Thank you. I said, see, that's why I've been trying to tell you to eat healthier and you have to be stronger and your core is everything like that. He goes, yeah. And he tells me, he goes, yeah, you know, you should tell Mom to read this.
That's dangerous.
It's so funny. But, that's why I don't want to say I'm a role model of the magazine, but I definitely take advantage of all this stuff. And it's really important for if you're getting close to 65 or if you're already 65, you guys got to stay healthy.
Yeah, stay healthy and active. It's very important. Matter of fact, is one of the things that Humana, as we try to invest in our community and help our members lead a healthier, active lifestyle, is we have pop-up events at Pearl Ridge Center. And basically what these are, they're an opportunity for members or non-members. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a member to come down to Pearl Ridge Center and hang out with us.
How often do you do it?
So we're doing it right now once a month. It's the second week of the month, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to continue doing it during AEP as well. But really, it goes to the heart of who Humana is, which is trying to help you live a happier, healthier life. And one of the cool things that's happened, so, you know, some of the things you'll find at the pop-up are like us playing games with individuals. We've had ukulele classes at the pop-up, but we had these ladies come out and they started playing one of our games. I think it was like a Jeopardy game, not a Jeopardy. What's the really pop Monopoly. So, you know, here they are, they're in their 70s and they're playing Monopoly and they made friends while they're there. Actually, one lady was dropped off by her kids, and she came and hung out for the day. Well, after our second time doing the pop-up, she came back and says, you know, us ladies who were playing here last time, we formed our own group, and now we meet in between the pop-ups to hang out and play. And that's what it's about. It's because one of the things that plagues our seniors is social isolation. And it's when, you know, it's they pull themselves back from society because they feel or believe that, you know, maybe they're not as useful as they once were. And we really want to engage them and show them that that's not true. You can have fun, and we want to help you have fun, help keep you engaged. And at our pop-up events, that's what it's all about, giving you tips on how to live like you just talked about. I think we got to make a healthy smoothie last time we were out there. It was mixed with pineapple. It was pieces of pineapple, spinach. We had coconut water in there, and you know, it became a big seller. Then people were coming to us the next month and saying that, like, I need another recipe. What else do you have for us?
And we got a lot of recipes. It's actually in the magazine by our chef Michi. But that's a great story. I think you know, you guys, if you see him again, then we'd love to do the story in the magazine.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great. I mean, seriously, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for, to get people to be active aging people. Yeah, you can play a Monopoly till the day you die. I mean, you can do it at any age.
Right, right.
You know, but we want to get them to be engaged. If anything, to be engaged in life. It's really important. Really quick, I want to talk about the four myths that you mentioned about VA and healthcare coverage.
So I guess myth one would be that I don't need a Medicare Advantage plan because my coverage is covered by the VA. And so, yes, you have coverage at the VA. So if you're using it, you have coverage, but you also have other options. And I think that that's important. Like we talked about, you can go outside of the VA, have a Medicare Advantage plan, and sometimes the premium's zero, so it's not costing you anything extra to have that plan.
Really? How do you do that?
Well, because when you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, it's not just the money that you paid into it, you know, on a monthly basis, what you pay to Medicare. It's basically you're subsidized by the government to the healthcare plan. Even though it says a zero premium plan, it's so much more that goes into that. Because if you qualify for Medicare, you've worked your entire life to earn these benefits. You've paid into it over the years. And so it just means that we don't need an additional premium in order to bring these benefits to you.
Okay. Cool.
And with that, you get all these extra things. So if you're at the VA, you're not paying any monthly premium for the VA coverage. And then you can even find Medicare Advantage plans where you're not paying a premium either, but you're getting a whole bunch of
veterans, you better check it out. So all the parts of Medicare, they're not all the same, are they?
They do vary. It just depends on what plan you sign up for. If you qualify for low-income help, there's a lot of programs out there. So if you feel like, man, you know, whether it's your prescription drugs may be costing you a little bit more than's necessary. One of the saddest things we find is when you go to somebody and they say they ration off their prescription drugs.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a bit.
And then you'll ask them, well, have you ever applied for extra help? And they'll kind of look at you sideways and be like, I don't qualify. Well, have you ever tried? And the answer will be no, I never tried. And so one of the things we train agents to do is, you know, help ask those questions and help somebody apply. So a good agent will sit down, and if they see that you're you know, struggling to pay for your prescription drugs, they'll have you both of you can apply for the state program of Medicaid, but then there's also a low income help that comes from the federal government through Social Security.
A certain amount of income.
Yep, there's certain, you know, the state sets its levels and the federal government has its levels. So, and here's the crazy thing is a lot of people will Google the rates for the state and say, well, I must not qualify for any help. But the criteria for the government is different. So even though you may feel like you don't qualify for the state's Medicaid program, you may still qualify for extra help with the federal government. So give Social Security a call and see, and they can help you over the phone too as well.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, I've been hearing about that recently, and when I talk to seniors, they don't know about that kind of stuff.
Right. You know? And it's something that we emphasize with every appointment we go on is we do kind of a needs analysis. And this is what you can expect if you ever talk to anybody who's in the insurance business, is what do you have now? What do you enjoy about your plans? What would you add to your plan? I think that's part of understanding each member's unique circumstances. Of course, we want to know if they're the decision maker, because a lot of times sons and daughters, there's other family members who help a senior make those decisions, and that's totally okay. And then we just try to make sure we capture all that and help guide them in the right direction.
But it's important, though, the kids help their parents, right? Because a lot of stuff is online, and there's a number of people in 65 age group category that really don't go much online.
Right. No. Well, what we're finding is more and more people who are aging into Medicare. So if you're sitting out there 10 years ago, you were 55 years old, and now you're 65. You've been online for 10 years. We're seeing more and more usage in a digital space.
Yeah.
And at Humana, we try to, when I told you earlier, we try to make it easy for people to get the information they need. So we offer both an in-home appointment. You can go to our website at humana.com and get the information.
I want to go to the pop-up and eat some smoothies.
Come to the pop-up and hang out with us. However you want to get the information, we want to just make it easy for you. So that way you can do it in a setting that you're the most comfortable with.
Yeah.
So if it's behind your computer at a seminar, at a pop-up event, we're just trying to make it easy for you.
Yeah. So the pop-up events, you're going to have it, you said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the second week of every month leading into September.
And in October, November, December, you're going to be there too?
We'll be there in October, the same time frame. November and December, we're going to switch up the dates a little bit. We're finalizing those now. We're just trying to rearrange some things. You know how at the mall they have the holiday set up. So just got to find a little different spot during that time period.
Where are you at now?
Pearl Ridge Center.
No, whereabouts?
Center Court, right across from Starbucks.
Right across from Starbucks. Okay.
Uptown. Okay. Yep. So we're uptown by Starbucks, right in Center Court.
Okay, so you have multiple agents there, or one or two?
Oh, yeah,
there?
We got a whole setup. You can't really? Miss us if you go down there.
So like a kiosk pop-up thing?
Right, so we're really? Trying to handle a couple things there. We have customer service reps, so if you have any issues, if we have agents there, so if you have questions about options for yourself, we have today, actually, we have a physician out there doing a healthy talk on hypertension. And so, you know, not only are we trying to bring healthy recipes, we're trying to bring healthy topics as well to our members. And then a space for them to kind of hang out. I'll tell you a real cool story. The other day we were doing this class. It was led by Sonny. And it was like this bead building class where they were making jewelry making. And they were making bracelets and stuff. And there was this lady who was sitting out on the side. And she was kind of watching, and I can see she was interested in what was going on. And I walked up to her, and I said, "Hey, ma'am, you want to come sit down and join us?" And she was like, no, I can no longer use my fingers. It looks so cool. I was like, well, you don't have to use your fingers. Just come sit down and hang out with us. And she got so excited. She sat down, and she's been back every single day for our events because, you know, what with seniors, it's all about just finding that place where you can kind of hang out again, getting that permission from yourself that you belong and you're wanted.
Yeah, the malls are a great place to go. It's safe.
It's air conditioned.
Around. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to have air conditioning, man. I was out yesterday. Wow, it was pretty hot. I was walking from a building into another building downtown. Like, wow, I didn't realize it was how hot it was, you know. Well, yeah, we're an island. We get breeze. But, man, this month's been kind of hot. But I'm glad you're doing that. It's really important. Any other cool things coming up over there?
I think just make sure you just come out and check us out. I think that's, yeah, it's just, so one of the things that we try to do, so if you're a current Humana member, look for stuff in the mail from us because we do send out the calendar. It's posted on the mall's website. It's also in the local newspaper. So if you go to the newspaper's website, we have the classes that we're going to be giving during that week. So there's like a calendar of events. I'll tell you, last month what we did, which was really cool, and we'll definitely do it again since we're on the topic of veterans. So Humana, we are welcoming home our Vietnam-era veterans. And so we're a national sponsor of this commemoration pin that the U.S. government came out with 2 years ago. And so last month we were able to pin and welcome home roughly about 20 Vietnam-era veterans. And so what is a Vietnam-era veteran? It's somebody who served from 1955 to 1975, regardless of location. And we are a commemoration coin sponsor. And what that means is we have the opportunity to put on these events. And it's an if you know, during the time of the Vietnam era, when you came back, you weren't welcome home.
Yep. My dad went two tours in 65 and 66, I believe.
There's even a term called like a closet Vietnam veteran, where this guy told me a story about how him and his buddy, I mean, best friends, best of buddies, for like 8-9 years, neither one of them knew that they served in Nam.
They don't
talk about it.
I know.
And I think one of the things that's the government's trying to change, and the Humana's a part of this program, is recognizing and actually doing an official welcome home. So I told you I just came from Fairfax, Virginia. So Humana is a sponsor of Rolling Thunder in D.C. We are a national sponsor for the last 3 years. So I was there as part of the first Humana's participation as a sponsor. And I got an opportunity, me and my team got an opportunity to pin Vietnam era veterans. So one, they didn't even know this pin, that was the very first year, so they didn't even know it was available.
Wow.
So imagine, I'm sitting here and I'm stopping somebody who served in Nam, and I'm saying, hey, come over here. Let me talk to you real quick.
Yeah. Well, are you going to do anything here locally for that? When you do that, let me know. Because
yeah, definitely.
As an Army brat and my father veteran, we always support the veterans. We've done several issues on veterans and feature a lot of veterans, but that's something we would love to see. We can help you guys to get promoted, to get our sponsors in there. Let me know. So anyway, Jose, that's been an hour. See how fast it was?
Wow.
Jose Cabrera from Humana. What's the best way to reach Humana?
I think the best way to reach us, you can come down and check us out at Pearl Ridge Center. Or you can give us a call at 808-540-2570. Once again, that's 808-540-2570.
That's a great job, Jose. I think I'd rather go to ProAge. It's cooler.
It's cool, definitely.
Probably a lot more parking, but thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Anyway, thank you,
it's been great fun. Sonny, thank you very much. Yeah, so check it out. If you missed the show, as you know, lastly, before I forget, November 16th, Croc Center, this year, 2019, November 16th, we're going to do our first Dementia and Family Workshop at the Croc Center. So look out for information regarding that. You'll see it in the Next Generations magazine. So thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.